When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest tonight is an actress and comedian you know best as host of Nailed It on Netflix. She now appears in the Netflix stand-up series Comedians of the World. Please welcome to The Late Show, Nicole Byer. Welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. What a treat.
A treat for us. How was Happy New Year? How was your New Year's?
Oh, it was fabulous. I spent it in Vegas. I got in a helicopter because I love opulence. And
hold on, wait a second. They just dropped this out here. Is that what this is?
Yep.
Is that what that? That's
me,
you.
Yep. Me and my best
Vegas.
Friend Sashir.
Is this at midnight? Is that what you're doing up there?
No, that was a little bit before midnight. But
okay.
At midnight, I was up in the air.
You like heights?
I love it.
Okay.
I don't want to be with the basic people, you know?
I totally
you
get
know,
it.
With,
I can't
peasants.
Be with people who bum me out. I totally get you, girl.
Yeah, so I was like, let's get to another level. Mm-hmm. And then out of eight helicopters in the sky, I was in the one with a proposal. And I was like, so this year's not different. I'm just surrounded by love and there's none for me.
Oh.
Don't feel bad. I a lot.
Sad New Year's. Good to know. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Congratulations. I understand you were there for a Lady Gaga concert.
Yes.
How was the Gaga?
The Gaga was great. She had a whole show called Enigma, a very loose storyline that I didn't need.
There's a storyline in the songs?
No, in between each song, she's like, why are we here? And we're all like, to listen to you. And it was confusing.
It's
kind of
like
asking.
Cirque du Soleil, where you go like, just get back on the high
just
wire.
Just get back up there and
the
spin
thing.
Around. Some
right,
bad
exactly.
romance.
Yeah, but she's amazing.
She's incredible. But then I got into a fight. Okay, so me and my friend Sashir, we're standing, we're dancing. The song Just Dance, we were listening. And these people behind me had a bunch of popcorn. They're like, we'll give you all our popcorn if you sit down. And I was like, this is attack on me. You think if you give a fat lady popcorn, she's going to sit? No, I'm here to dance. And that's the second fight I've been in at the Park Theater at MGM. The first one was this woman at Cher. She was very rude to me, so I threw a cup of vodka soda in her face and called her a word that will be bleeped if I say it. I called her...
Can we say that on CBS?
No? No?
That's
no?
not what the C stands for? I didn't know. I'm new. Wow. Okay. Holy cow.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Did
you have to throw down? Was it like,
no,
let's
my
go?
Friend Mateo was like, we have to go. You cannot be banned from a full theater in Vegas. And I was like, you're right.
Do you enjoy the Las Vegas? Because
I
haven't spent a lot of time there.
I truly love it. Everyone there is out of their minds. I love it. Everyone's just bonkers. And they're like, what happened here? Stays here. And it's like, no. And you're with your friends. You're going to wake up tomorrow and be like, you was wild. You know?
Now you travel as a stand-up mm-hmm. all the time.
Yes.
That got to wear on you after a while. I know I never did stand-up, but I did. Mm-hmm. I was on the road for a while.
It's hard. I am usually very late to flights, for my flight here.
Stylishly, fashionably late for a flight.
No, I'm never wearing a wig or makeup. I'm like hunkering down. I'm like, I gotta make it. I never look good. For this flight, it was at 10:56. I got to the airport at 10:46, but I made it.
They let you on the plane?
They sure did. I was running. I said, please let me on. And she was like, yeah, whatever.
But that's because TSA is all called in sick.
Yeah, they're not getting paid. They're like, we don't care, lady.
Yes.
But there's been times where someone's gotten upgraded to my seat, and then I show up, and then they get downgraded.
Oh.
What a treat to see that face. Because, you know, minutes before, they were so excited, and then I'm like, get out of my seat! And they're like, oh, okay, no free breakfast? Which is a perk of first class, which I only fly first class. You don't know? What, private jets?
Mm. You start off in New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still live here?
No, I live in L.A. now.
The mothership.
Yeah, that's where Hollywood is, you know?
That's exactly.
Loved living in New York. It was fun to like find ways to save money. So like the subway.
They say it's like it costs $60 an hour just to live in New York.
Really?
Like just breathing. Like the cheapest thing you can do is go to a movie because you can only spend enough money like for the movie and the popcorn. It's cheaper to be doing that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I came here to learn.
That's science. So go ahead.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
My way of saving money was hitchhiking. So like.
You hitchhike in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Like with a thumb out?
No. Because dudes will like catcall you and they'll be like, oh, yo, girl, you look good. And usually I'm with a friend. I'm like, which one? And they're like, I don't know, both of you. And I'm like, great, where are you going? They're like, uptown. I'm like, can we get in? They're like, sure. And my friends would always be like, Nicole, do you know these people? And I'm like, no, it's a free ride.
You literally, men would catcall you when you go
yes.
over there?
Well, if you're going to bother me, take me somewhere.
I admire that. I do not advise it, but I absolutely admire that. That's making it work for you.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Now, okay, so catcalling is like heckling.
Mm-hmm.
And as a stand-up, you have to deal with a lot of hecklers. What's the worst heckling? Or, like, how do you deal with heckling?
I lately have been getting nice heckles.
What's a nice heckle?
So I'll get,
I think you're attractive.
Yes, that happens sometimes.
That's nice.
But people like to go, nailed it, at my punchlines. And I'm like, okay, yes, it's a good joke. And also, I know that's the name of the show I host. You wouldn't walk on a train and be like, conductor! Like, you don't do that. You don't shout out the person's resume or occupation at them. So I have to be like, thank you, I was there. I know. But it's nice. It's nice that people want to yell at me.
It beats being ignored, I
right?
suppose.
Right, yeah.
Well, so nice to meet you.
Oh,
Happy
nice
New
to
Year.
Meet you. Happy New Year.
Good luck on the helicopter rides and the hitchhiking in the future.
Thank you.
Comedians of the World is on Netflix. Nicole Byer, everybody.
Coming up, Shaquille O'Neal bakes brownies with Stephen.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Hey, everyone. It's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the athlete turned entrepreneur, sports analyst, DJ, and now author of his very first cookbook. Please welcome back Shaquille O'Neal, everybody. Shaq, good to have you here. There you go. All right, Shaq, what are we doing here? What are we making today?
We're making Colbert Diesel Oreo brownies.
Colbert Diesel?
Yes.
What's the diesel part?
Diesel is me.
You're Diesel. Okay, all right.
You're Colbert.
I'm Colbert. Got it.
And the Oreo, black and white.
Oh, there you go. Sure.
You ready?
Sure. I'm absolutely ready. So I've got melted chocolate here. That's always a good start.
Not
what's going to happen
not
next?
Yet. First, we start with the eggs.
All right. How many eggs you need?
All of them.
All of them? Watch this. One hand crack. Look at that.
Oh, sure.
Come on, baby.
Okay, keep going. Okay.
There you go. One hand crack. There you go. I have no idea how much shell I'm putting in there. Okay.
So we stir this till it gets fluffy, about 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Should I turn it up a little bit? Or is that... No, that's as fast as it goes?
Shh, you're interrupting, sir.
We don't have...
There you go.
3 minutes is a long time on a late night show. That's all I'm saying.
That should be 1 minute.
It's a long time. Yeah, hold on.
1 minute, 45.
I can hear some of my shell in there. I can hear... It's that's like car minutes. Wheels on a gravel road.
Two
now listen,
30.
Is this, so we're doing brownies. Is that the diet for an elite athlete?
3 minutes, I'm not an elite athlete, I'm retired, sir. You take this right here, and you can pour that in there.
I pour this in here?
Yes, you pour it in
it's not too hot, but it's gonna cook the eggs.
Oh,
it's so
just
hot.
Listen, this
all right,
is
here we go.
Yeah, pour it all in there. There
I
go.
Forgot, it's TV.
Yes,
we can just
go.
Lie to the yep. people. There you go.
It's not gonna cook that, no, oh, not
no,
yet.
No, don't
not
do
yet.
That, I'm sorry.
I add more stuff.
I overstepped my boundaries.
Yeah. Know what that is?
Brown sugar.
Okay, good job.
Thank you.
Dump that all in there.
All right, that's nice. I've done this before.
Okay, smart guy. Which one is this?
Whoa, that is just chocolate powder, right?
Nope, cocoa. No,
that's
the same thing. Nope,
that's
the same thing.
That's what chocolate powder is.
What is this?
What is that?
That'll be
vanilla.
That's
vanilla, baby.
Oh,
that's
good
me.
Job. Okay. What's
that's
this?
Me. That is salt.
Man, you're
that's
good.
A lot of salt, man.
It is.
Okay.
And then sugar.
That is sugar right there.
Yeah.
And then what's that over there? Is that the diesel?
No, this is Oreos. More Oreos.
Oreos, okay.
Yep.
Do we put that?
You
all
put
right.
that in there. Don't turn up so high. You're gonna mess your seat up.
I feel like I've really gotten off to a bad start.
No,
well, this
good.
Is that is that's kicking up a fair amount of dust.
It is.
I hope no one has allergies. That looks fantastic. Now, do you lick the beater? You know, if someone's good, like if the kids are in the kitchen, they're good. They get to lick like the batter, the beater off the batter.
No, sir.
You don't.
No.
Okay. No big deal. No judgment. No judgment.
Yeah.
You know.
Charles may lick the beater, but I don't lick the beater.
Now we are. That's good.
All right, you ready?
We're looking good. Now...
Help me out.
What? Hold on, I got you. I'm on it.
One for me.
There you go.
No, not all of it.
Not all, I'm not doing all of it.
And one for you.
There you go.
Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg, we're coming for you. Let me know right now. All right, come on over here.
Have you met Martha?
Yes, I know Martha very well.
You know Martha very well. I just asked if you had met her. You don't have to brag.
I'm just... All right, let's crush some Oreos.
Some crush some Oreos? We just take them, just taking our hands and just crush them?
Yeah, just crush like them
that?
On top. Yeah, just like that.
Mm-hmm. And this, what this is gonna give me my protein. What is this?
A lot of protein.
There you go.
All right. Then you come over here. You know what this is?
That is 2 cans of Spam. What is that?
No, it's dulce de leche.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so it's...
Sweetened milk.
Yes, it's sweetened milk. And you know if you cook sweetened milk for an hour or two, it turns into caramel.
That's been cooking for a couple hours?
Yes.
Sealed. So that's not going to explode and cover you
it will not.
Flaming sweetness.
So I got one.
I'm gonna back off a little bit. I'm going to back off just a little bit.
It's kind of hot.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm not.
Careful.
Because it turns into caramel, buddy. See, look at that. Ah. Oh. Just
for real.
Pour it in like that.
Do you need help?
Yeah, I need your help.
Need help? There
Come
you go.
On, Martha and Snoop are watching us. Let's go. All right, there. There you go.
There you go. There it is.
All right,
okay,
that's
good.
Nine. One for you.
Now what do we do?
Got a whisk.
Got a whisk?
Yeah.
All right. Where'd you learn these recipes, Jack?
YouTube.
Good for you. All right. Are you doing like videos? Oh, is this peanut butter?
Of course what? It is.
You didn't say of course.
Yes.
Did you say anything about peanut butter? You said nothing about peanut butter.
Because everybody knew it was peanut butter, sir.
I just got up here and it didn't smell like Dolce Leche. It smells like peanut butter.
Now we can go to the future.
All right, I'm ready to go to the future. Is it down here?
Look what we made. Wow. Are you kidding me? No whipped cream, sir.
What?
Ice cream.
No.
Would you like some here? Get a
plate. Sure, I'll take some ice cream. There you go. Sure. We're going to give this to the audience. What are we going to do with this?
And then you put some of this on top of
it. Oh, damn, son. That is good. That'll do it. Look
yes,
at that.
Will.
Look at
yes.
that. Look who's winning.
Yes, right there. Bow.
I'm winning.
That's
that
how you make
good.
It.
And this is, you are ready for the playoffs.
Charles
right
Barkley, I got your appetizers. That's it.
The book. The book is Shaq's Family Style. The man is Shaq. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.